Rocky Jordan.
I'm Rocky Jordan.
We take you now to Cairo in the Cafe Tambourine for a world of adventure with Rocky Jordan. Let's say she was attractive, very attractive, as she stood framed in the doorway of my Cafe Tambourine. She made a real pretty picture standing there as she looked for someone inside. Even Chris, my bartender, stopped work to take a look. How are we to know that just outside in the darkness lurked a figure with a loaded gun? The Cafe Tambourine, crowded with tourists, camel drivers, women, cheats, forgotten men down on their luck. The lonely and the lost. For this is Cairo, gateway to the ancient East, where modern adventure and intrigue unfold against a backdrop of antiquity. Tonight's Rocky Jordan story, Pattern for Revenge. Getting along towards midnight, but business in the Tambourine was still booming. I just stepped over to help behind the bar when I saw her come in the front door. Young, 22 or 3 maybe, blonde and pretty in a brown suit with hat and gloves to match. She glanced nervously around, saw what she wanted, and headed for a back table where a guy about her age was finishing up his fifth double bourbon. Right away, a big argument started, and I moved toward and the front, figuring to keep out of it, but then she turned, looking for help. So I waved the waiter away and went back myself.
I stay here. Get out like I say. I told you I stay here.
Anything I can do, lady?
Oh, I'm most sorry, monsieur. Please, Jacques, we must go. The gentleman will help you.
I do not need help. I know what I'm to do.
What's he talking about?
He does not know what he's saying. If you would assist him to a taxi.
Oh, I sure. All right, Jacques. Everything's all right.
Up we go. Do not touch me, Jordan. Let me go, all right?
Jacques, please.
He can't hear you. Had one too many, lady. He's passed out. Oh, there's a cot back in my office. We'll put him there for a while.
Are you sure he will be all right?
Sure. All he needs is some sleep. You just run along. I'll let you know when he feels better.
Oh, very well, monsieur. I am Roxane Bellon. Jacques is my husband. I will be at our room at the Hotel Royal. You will call then?
Sure. Just don't worry.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Roxane Bellon quickly turned and went out. A couple of the waiters and I carried her husband back to the office and laid him out on a cot. I sent the waiters back to their jobs and was about to go out front again myself when the phone opened up. Tambourine, Jordan speaking. Hello, who is this?
It has been a long time. A very long time, has it not, Jordan?
Hey, what's it about? Who are you?
You do not know, then.
Why should I? Come on, get to the point.
Jordan, your time is running out. Start counting the hours and the minutes. You do not know where or when it will come.
Look, if this is a bum joke, cut it off.
Joke? Joke? You shall learn only too soon.
All right, tell me all about it.
Revenge, Jordan, revenge. A debt long overdue. Payable with death.
What? Hello. Oh, great. All right, hello.
I can hear you, Mr. Jordan.
Oh, I'm sorry. I expected somebody else. Who's this?
I'm Lieutenant Haman of the Cairo Police.
Yeah, what can I do for you, Lieutenant?
I must talk with you, most urgently.
Well, go on, I'm listening.
At headquarters, Mr. Jordan, as soon as possible.
Oh, it's a busy night here, Lieutenant. I get customers.
This is for your own good, Mr. Jordan. Now, will you come at once, or shall I send for you?
All right, I'll be right over.
Well, Mr. Jordan, you are wise to come directly here.
Just supposing we get to the point, Lieutenant.
We shall, just as soon as you've told me if you know of any recent threats to your life.
No more than usual. Why?
I have here a slip of paper on which are written the names of four men of Cairo. The first three names I crossed off.
I got an idea who was the fourth.
A moment. The men whose names I crossed off are now dead. Victims of violent murder.
Where did this come from?
The sound on the body of the most recent victim only tonight.
Go on.
It is not the first list of this kind to be found. On each person killed was such a list. With each man already dead crossed off and a new name added as the next intended victim. Left undoubtedly by the murderer.
Man, somebody's playing quite a game.
As you say, this is the work of a warped mentality. Someone with a fixation of vengeance, perhaps. One intent not only on murder, but in striking terror into the heart of his next victim.
All right, Lieutenant, get it over with.
On the list found tonight is added a new name, one yet to be crossed off. The name of Rocky Jordan.
I thought so. Hey, let me see that list.
No one is to see it, Mr. Jordan.
Look, if I'm next, I've got to know some things so I can take care of myself.
I fully intend that you do, but I'm taking no chances. Sergeant Greco, step in, please.
At once, Lieutenant Armand.
Hello, Greco.
Good evening, Mr. Jordan.
Now, Greco.
Lieutenant Armand, if you will permit me, I have given much thought to this matter of the killings. Should you see fit to assign me to the case...
That I am doing. I have a task for you.
You may place full trust in me.
Good. Then until further notice, you will accompany Mr. Jordan as his bodyguard.
What? Oh, save it. Call it off. I don't need Greco tagging along.
Lieutenant, would not one with less experience in more important matters, a man new to the force, perhaps?
Enough, Greco. That will be all.
Your command, Lieutenant. Come on. At your service. Mr. Jordan.
I gave it up, too, and went on out, with Greco following sullenly behind. Well, if that's the way the lieutenant wanted it, so did I. Only now I knew the threatening phone call had been nobody's joke. When we got back to the tambourine, it was closed. I unlocked the front door, and when I started inside, Greco moved to follow. Now, this is as far as you go.
I have my orders, Mr. Jordan. I am to stay with you.
I happen to know the law. I say you stay here at the street unless you want to get a warrant.
Well, but I warn you, do not attempt to leave your captive without me. I will be here waiting.
I don't sleep on it. Pleasant dreams, Greco. I started back through the cafe, not bothering to turn on the light. I was halfway back when I remembered Jacques Bellon, the drunk I'd left in my cot in the office. It was two steps farther when it happened. Shots came from behind my office door. Right away, I was running back, slamming open the door just in time to hear somebody scramble out the back door to the alley. I don't generally go chasing after people with guns. I got to the alley just in time to hear fleeing footsteps as the figure faded into the night. Then I heard heavier footsteps coming the other way.
Stop at once! Who is there?
It's me, Greco. Step it up, will you? Get after that guy. He's heading for the Sharia for Opera. He's all yours.
I saw no one go that way.
Oh, take my word for it. Now get going.
I had my express orders, Mr. Jordan. They are to stay with you.
Yeah, it'll take more than that to win a promotion.
Enough. Now, I demand to know what the shooting was about.
Okay, Greco, come on. We'll both find out. We went back inside my office by the alley door, and there I cut a light. Yeah, my guest was still on the cot. He hadn't moved. And it wasn't hard to realize exactly what had happened. I knew that all three shots fired at close range into the body of Jacques Bellon had been meant for me. Well, we were sure of just two things. First, that there was a maniac loose in Cairo with a well-laid-out plan for killing a lot of people. Just why was anybody's guess. Second, that I was supposed to be his next victim. Only now, Jacques Bellon, lying dead in my office, had been the innocent victim of the shots intended for me. Right away, Sergeant Greco was his officious self. He planted himself between me and Bellon and told me to call Lieutenant Hamann. And I did. Only while I was on the phone, Greco didn't know I saw him quickly pry a wad of paper from the fingers of the victim, unfold it, read it, quickly shove it in his pocket. It wasn't long until Lieutenant Hamann came striding in with several of his uniformed men.
All right, stay by the entrances, all of you.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Now, Greco.
The victim lies here on the couch. I did not permit Mr. Jordan to touch him.
That's right, Lieutenant. Greco should win a lot of stripes.
You will keep silent until spoken to, Mr. Jordan?
Yeah, maybe you'd like for me to keep quiet.
Wait a moment, both of you. Now, Mr. Jordan, about this man today.
Well, I just came in the front way when I heard the shots. When I get back here, somebody was ducking out the alley door.
Greco, where were you at this time?
It will interest you to know that Mr. Jordan was most uncooperative. He did not permit me to enter the building.
Was his right? However...
Greco, tell the rest of it. He had plenty of chance to go after the killer.
That is his story, Lieutenant. I saw no one. Besides, it was my task to see to Mr. Jordan's welfare.
Oh, yeah. You took care of me fine.
All right, enough of this. Let's see what his pocket sold. In the meantime, Mr. Jordan, what do you know of this man?
His name's Jacques Bellon. He was drinking in my cafe and got more than he could hold. Put him on the cot there to sleep it off. Never had a chance to wake up.
Mm-hmm. A card here in his wallet. You are correct about his name.
And his wife's waiting for him at the Hotel Royale.
That's regrettable. No gun in his pocket. Not fired.
Oh, lots of people carry guns.
As you say... You will realize now that my warning to you was well advised.
Sure, but what about the rest? I want some information.
Mr. Jordan, the police are quite capable.
Look, all I know is that Jacques Ballard would be alive right now if it hadn't been for me.
You have no reason to feel irresponsible.
I don't see it that way. Look, the least you can do is give me the names of the others on that list, the others who were killed.
Very well. I'll read them to you. First is the name of Ali Alkar, a shoemaker. Next, El Farum, a Pasha. And finally, Ben Christian, a Coptic. Well?
Shoemaker, Pasha, Coptic, and Rumi, a cafe owner. They ought to mean something.
Then you do not remember.
What possible relationship did those men have with each other? Or to a killer? I've got a hunch you know.
I do, Mr. Jones. But I've told you enough. And now... Something puzzles me.
What?
Well, this killing, according to the pattern, we would have found a new list on Jacques Bellon, naming the next intended victim. There was none here. Unless it was taken before I arrived.
Lieutenant Hamann, may I presume to suggest once again that I might be of value to this case.
Wait a minute, Greco. You're not going anywhere. You're my bodyguard, remember?
Oh. Well, most interesting change of heart for you, Mr. Jordan. But it is my full intention that he stay with you. And this time, Greco, do not let him out of your sight.
Your command, Lieutenant Hamann.
Once the killer learns of his mistake, he will most surely return.
The lieutenant checked around the office some more, and finally the body of Jacques Bellon was taken away. That left me with a job I didn't want but couldn't escape. A trip to the Hotel Royale to see Roxanne. Greco trailed along, but now he was silent, and his glance avoided my eyes. Ordinarily, I'd have felt like laughing at him, but not this time. It was almost morning when I knocked at Roxanne's door. After a little wait, she opened, clutching a dressing gown around her.
Oh, Monsieur Jordan, come in.
Thank you. You've been told, Roxanne?
Yes. Yes, I know. Who is this with you?
No, nobody, just my bodyguard.
Bodyguard?
I had to set something straight in your mind about your husband.
Oh, please, I do not blame you.
Well, maybe you should. Jacques had nothing to do with his death. Those shots were meant for me.
For you?
That's right. Somebody thought he was killing me, not your husband.
Oh, but how can you be sure?
Did you have a different idea?
Oh, no, except that... Monsieur Jordan, I must confess that recently Jacques and I were not happy.
You don't have to say anything you don't want.
Oh, but I must talk to someone. Jacques and I have been married but a short time. I knew little of his life before, and it did not matter. He was very devoted. But recently... A change came over him.
Mm-hmm.
He was nervous and upset, as if he were frightened.
Frightened of what, Roxanne?
Oh, I do not know. Also, he began drinking. The bottle was with him always. And he would go away at nights, refusing to say where. I did everything I could. I had been searching for him when I found him at your cafe tonight. And as you saw, he would not come with me.
Well, that must have been about something else. Believe me, if I'd known there was any danger...
You need not feel that way. What is done is done.
But if I could help now with money, or...
There is money, and that is something else, Monsieur Jordan.
Yeah?
Look, I will show you. In this drawer.
Some of the cash to have lying around.
Yes, it is there. And I do not know where it came from.
Well, let's just say your husband was a good provider. Look, Roxanne, somehow I'm going to square all this.
You need not do it for me, monsieur.
Then let's just say I'm doing it for Jacques. By the time I unlocked the tambourine door, it was broad daylight. This time I let Greco come on in. I had reasons for keeping him with me for now. Just as we got inside, the phone opened up. We both headed to the office, and all at once, Greco got real busy again.
It is possibly from headquarters. I will take
it. No, you don't, Greco.
Sir Thornton, I insist.
Hello, Tambourine. Jordan speaking.
Who is it, Mr. Thornton?
Got it, Greco. Hello.
You seem to have lived a charmed life, Jordan. But now your luck has run out.
Keep talking, mister.
Death can strike many times. It is quite useless for you to hope that I will fail again.
Mr. Thornton, I command you to give me that phone.
All right, Greco, take it. He's all yours.
That's it. Hello? This is Sergeant Greco of the Cairo Police. Who is there? Hello? Hello?
That little scuffle with Greco was what I'd been waiting for. The chance to reach in his pocket and pull out the slip of paper he'd palmed off the body of Jacques Bellon. I had no time to look at it before Greco turned from the phone. The caller had hung up as I knew he would. It was my move now, but first I had to shake Greco. Right away, I was out on the street, walking fast with a protesting Greco at my elbow.
Do not walk.
In a little while, I'd led him into the Chouffon Bazaar, where shops had already opened for the day and the crowds were moving in. I kept going until Greco began to puff a little, and then I was suddenly running.
Wait!
Greco has a way of pushing people rather than trying to go around them, and he was soon floundering in the crowds far behind. When I was sure he was off my trail, I stopped in a doorway for a quick look at the paper I'd picked from Greco's pocket. It was all I wanted. The names were there. Ali Alkar, El Faroun, Pasha, Benny Christian, and my name next, all crossed off. And a new name added below, Ahmad Negin. Well, it meant no more to me than the rest, but a phone directory told me there was just one Ahmad Negin listed in Cairo, so I was in luck. I lost no time in getting to his place on the Sharia El Mahdi. It turned out to be a poultry shop. Nobody was up front, so I tried the door to the back room. A little man with a thin beard and a fez was puttering around some loaded chicken crates stacked high along the wall.
I'll be with you, Effendi.
Are you Ahmad Negin?
All right, you say. Ahmad Negin, the poultry merchant?
Yeah. We met before somewhere. My name's Jordan.
Jordan? Your face is familiar, but at the moment I do not recall.
Wait a minute. A shoemaker, a pasha, a Coptic, a cafe owner, and a poultry merchant. A courtroom 5 years ago.
Oh, but of course it's Fendi Jordan. Together we were key witnesses at the trial of the despicable Felix Mandel.
Sure, Mandel. I should have remembered that voice.
Oh, it was something truly to remember, was it not? The shouting Mandel protesting his innocence of the murders, the alibis of his lying witnesses. But then, when we, the respected men of Cairo, told what we knew, Mandel's fate was sealed, was it not?
Sure, it was our testimony that convicted him.
Yes, indeed. Such rage I will never forget. All his idle threats, they took him away.
No, they weren't idle threats, Ahmad.
The murderer said many things to us in hatred, but we... What did you say?
Felix Mandel meant every word of it. He's broken out of prison. He's loose. He's in Cairo, and he's out to kill every man who had anything to do with his conviction.
But that is impossible. No sane man would dare...
Yeah, that's right. No sane man. Mandel's already at work. He's killed three of his prey. He tried for me last night. Now you're next.
But it cannot be. Mr. Jordan, I will tell him. I did not wish to speak against him. I was forced to do it. It was you and the others who convicted him. I will tell him.
Oh, cut it, Ahmad. You think he'd listen to anybody?
Mr. Jordan, you must help me. Please defend me. Hide me somewhere.
Ah, we'll do better than that. We're going right to the police.
The police. That is it. Yes, we will go to the police. Now, at once. Mendel. Felix Mendel. Mendel, no. Do not shoot, no. In Allah's name, no. Please, I did not wish to witness.
Ahmad slumped away from the door. I dived in. Mandel's gun clattered away. I slammed him against some tottering chicken crates, and then we were down and rolling. Finally, I was on top of him with my hands at his throat. I was about to end it when a heavy step at the door turned my head, and there was Sergeant Greco.
He's coming on in here. Stop in the name of the law.
All right, Greco, I'll handle him.
So, Mr. Jordan, it is you. Get up, Matt.
Get up, Matt. Let go of me, Greco.
For the last time, Mr. Jordan, get up.
Yanked on me just enough to loosen my grip, and that's when Mandel twisted from under me, grabbed the gun, and was on his feet and packing up.
Now, Jordan, this time I do not fail.
See what you've done, Greco?
Tell him, Jordan.
He's the man you want, Greco. You even took the list of names from Jacques' body without Lieutenant Haman's knowing, hoping you could win yourself a gold star.
So, you took it from me. And this man...
Yeah, he's Felix Mandel. He just claimed another victim there on the floor.
Oh, I did not know.
You know now.
Enough, Jordan. I must dispose of you now and get on with my work. There's so many. They who spoke so bravely against me in the court, but now they turn to groveling cowards in the face of death.
You're not too careful who you shoot at, are you? Even innocent people like Jacques Bellon.
Jacques Bellon. Innocent, you say? Jordan, I will tell you something.
Yeah?
The man who so sadly died in your place was at the Cafe Tambourine to kill you.
You sure about that?
Of course. Did I not send him there?
I wonder if his wife knew.
No. No. That was all I needed. His fear that I would tell her of his past life as one of my gunmen. So I sent him to do my killing. And I paid him well.
Yeah, I saw some of that money.
Ah, but his fear was too much. I knew I had to follow to see that my work was done. Is it not the paradox? The Jacques Bellon should be lying in a drunken sleep where I thought I'd find you. But now, John, we stand face to face. Now I will be sure.
I'd stall as long as I could. I'd been watching the chicken crates tottering behind Mandel where we'd slammed them against the wall. They needed one more push. Mandel did it as he backed against them and raised the gun. The chicken crates began to topple, and I dodged away as they came out. First one caught Mandel on the head, and the rest piled on top. I moved in, grabbed the gun, dragged Mandel to his feet, but he didn't stay there. His knees crumbled, and he fell back to the floor. And I looked around just in time to see Greco poke his head up through a broken crate. A very live rooster perched on his shoulder, picking at the tassel on his battered fez. Well, there was some crowing after that, but not from Sergeant Greco. Took was a taxi ride to police headquarters. Greco, Felix Mandel, and me. Lieutenant Haman sent some men out to take care of the late Ahmad Nagim. Greco hurried off real quick, saying he wanted to clean up. And after booking Mandel and putting him on the grill for a while, the lieutenant slammed a cell door behind him.
And so much for Felix Mandel, Mr. Jordan.
Yeah, that about closes the book.
So in many ways, Mr. Jordan, you need no longer feel responsible for the death of Jacques Bellon, knowing now that he had actually come to kill you.
And he was really one of Mandel's gang before Mandel was sent up, huh?
Yes. In fact, he spent a short term in prison himself. But it seems that since his marriage a year ago, he tried to live a circumspect life.
Till Mandel broke out. Came back and put him to work.
Yes, the threat of what might be revealed to his wife and the offer of money were too much for the unfortunate man. Come into my office, Mr. Jordan. There are still a few questions to complete my dossier on Mandel.
Why not get it all from Greco?
You know, it's most interesting how Greco was so anxious to get away just now. Yet so very little to say.
Well, he had a big night.
So it seems. Now, Jordan, how did you and Greco learn that the poultry merchant Ahmed Naguib was to be the next victim? Well, I'm waiting.
So, luck you've got, Mandel, isn't that enough?
Could it be that a list of names was left on the body of Jacques Bellon? And that it was kept from me?
Oh, Lieutenant. Now, why would anybody do a thing like that?
Jordan, one could hardly say that you have any great respect for Sergeant Greco. However...
He tries hard.
Indeed he does. Very well. I shall ask no more questions. For your sake and his, Mr. Jordan.
You already promised, Lieutenant. No more questions.
Yes. You may go, Jordan. I shall give Greco your regard.
Rocky Jordan is a weekly presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.